Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
2024 has been a landmark year for the crypto industry, with digital assets taking major strides into the mainstream. Need I tell you that Bitcoin defying historical trends by hitting new highs earlier than expected, and regulatory frameworks globally, including here in South Africa, are adding a degree of legitimacy to the market. Even something called meme coins have had their moment in the sun, tripling in value. But with all the progress, I think questions still remain about volatility, long-term stability, and maybe the risks for everyday investors. And I want to turn my attention now to Taris Arnold, Business Development Manager at Luno. Taris, welcome to you. So a surge in the institutional adoption of crypto this year. In your opinion, does this signal a shift in the financial landscape, or do you think the trend could reverse if the market cools?
Hi, Jeremy. Thanks so much for having me. I think it is a definitely indicates a very long-term shift in the market. The amount of resources and planning that have gone into some of these institutional moves, particularly around the ETFs in the US and even locally here with some more traditional financial institutions starting to explore. It's something that you can see they're building for the long term, with a deep appreciation that digital assets and things like Bitcoin do have a lot of volatility. So they know that there's a cyclical nature to this, and that there may be some times where the market cools off, but they're really building for the long term.
So as far as Bitcoin ETFs are concerned, if I've read these numbers correctly, $113 billion in assets. What does it mean, do you think, for retail investors? And are we starting to see ETFs democratizing crypto or simply creating new risk?
So when it comes to ETFs, we really see them as just an alternative way for people to start gaining exposure to the crypto market, and Bitcoin especially. In the US, where you have the option between buying Bitcoin and buying an ETF, it kind of allows you to have one option where you have complete control over the asset, and another option that's a bit more familiar, where you can work through more traditional financial mechanisms with advisors and very established institutions to get that exposure. So we see it as a way of helping a different type of investor that maybe isn't too ready yet to start owning crypto and Bitcoin directly, to find a familiar route to getting that exposure, getting comfortable with the asset, and then potentially moving into ownership directly.
Now, the interesting thing is Bitcoin hitting all-time highs in March. Then the trajectory was fairly flat for most of the year. Then, wow, things really happened in November. As I look at my screen right now, $103,000, $309,000. So how do investors navigate this kind of unpredictability? Or have you just got to strap in for the ride?
I think when it comes to investing in Bitcoin or trading Bitcoin, it's actually really helpful to look at the wider digital asset landscape. It is an asset class that is notable for its volatility, and arguments are typically made that they aren't really fundamentals, but there are a lot, and it does require a bit of research. Where we've seen a lot of success from a lot of our customers at Luno is they just buy quite regularly and hold for the long term, and that seemed to have paid off really well in moments like this. But when you move into the space, it's really good to just look at the big picture, be conscious of the volatility, and also appreciate that there are different assets that aren't necessarily as volatile. If you're looking for exposure to foreign currencies, you can buy something like a stable coin, which is a digital representation of the US dollar. There's digital representations of different types of assets, different types of commodities and industries, and those all have a kind of broad range of volatility and risk. So it's really a great opportunity for any investor to find an asset that matches their own risk tolerance.
Taris, no such a thing as a stupid question, as they say. Why does the volatility exist in this particular platform?
That's a great question, and definitely not a stupid one. I think when we look at something like cryptocurrency, while it has been around in my perception as someone who's been in the space for a long time, being around for over 10 years, almost 15 years, it is still a relatively new asset that has largely been dominated by retail investment. We haven't seen institutional investment coming into the space, which is usually something quite interesting, because usually the institutional guys are driving the new asset classes. With that has come a market that's had to really mature, and with that does come volatility, particularly with Bitcoin. We're starting to see that tamper out a bit as Bitcoin grows. And we also will start seeing that tamper out a lot more in other assets as more institutional focus goes into the space. So it is a combination of just the asset maturing, but also it does attract certain types of traders, investors that are looking for that volatility and encourage it.
And let me just step out of my comfort zone here. This notion of meme coins, a lot of interest surging. Are they adding credibility to the crypto market or undermining its legitimacy? And maybe start with a quick definition.
Yeah, absolutely. So typically what people will define as a meme coin is a coin that's made, or an asset, digital asset, that's made to make reference to jokes or memes. Sometimes they're political, sometimes they're just funny noises. And it's a really, really interesting community that exists in the digital asset space. Often, I think from the outside, for people that aren't in the space, it can be concerning, and they see things like Dogecoin and how Elon Musk's kind of excitement around that and the concerns they have there. But ultimately, these meme coins are usually about community, and they have really deep communities that have assets built on really serious technology. Now, whether they are adding legitimacy or not, I think that will depend on the person. But I think it's more of an indication of how broad the digital asset space is, that we are not just Bitcoin or stable coins. There are other assets that do come with an increased amount of risk and volatility and should be approached with caution, but also come with a really deep, strong community.
Taris Arnold is the Business Development Manager at Luno. Taris, thank you very much indeed.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.